Oh my God, this is hilarious. A rare disorder has caused a woman to shop in her sleep and buy bizarre items. Already, I'm not believing it.
Hold on a second. A woman shops in her sleep?
Shops in her sleep, yeah.
Lies. Absolute lies.
Right, well, let's see first before we start calling her a liar. A woman has spoken about how she found out there wasn't a scammer spending almost a grand with her credit card, that it was actually her buying them all in her sleep. So her name is Nicola Edwards, and she's a sleep shopper. Here's a term. Have you heard that before?
Never.
No. She's appeared on a UK breakfast TV show recently to talk about the rare disorder that was causing her to buy items online while she was fully asleep. For example, what has she bought while sleeping?
You've brought in some things that you purchased while you were asleep. So what have we got on the table there?
This rather beautiful wig for my Doberman. A miniature cash register set. I've also got these like really tiny miniature people.
Are you a ballet dancer?
I'm not a ballet dancer. And these are not even my size. So they're too big for me. Once I ordered the inner tube for a tyre for a wheelbarrow, and I don't have a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
I think, right? Oh, I like, yeah. Oh, she's doing this on purpose. So she's saying she's buying all these mad, strange, weird things, yeah?
Yeah.
So that now she's going to up her game, okay?
Oh, okay.
And she's going to start buying really deadly things, lovely clothes and jewellery and makeup for herself, and then she could just turn around to her partner and be like, oh no, I was sleep shopping again.
No.
Sawshorn.
Really?
Oh no. Yeah, of course. Like, how are you? I don't know. Maybe it is a thing, but if not, she's a genius.
It's good cover.
Didn't sleep. She's not a sleep shopper. She's an anytime shopper.
Some lengths, Una, to go to be spending some of your money. It's funny when she realised what was happening in her sleep.
First of all, I thought it was a prank. I thought it, you know, could have been my sister pranking me, or you know.
Yeah.
But then when I had a look and I actually saw what time of the night or the morning they were coming, and I thought, 2 and 3 in the morning, that sounds like it's a scam, but why is someone using my money to send me things? It didn't make any sense at all. But one night, apparently, my husband said to me, you were on your phone last night, and I said to you, put your phone down, and you just completely ignored me. And when he told me the time, and I had a look on my phone, and then I made a stupid purchase. So that's when I put 2 and 2 together and realised what was happening.
No, still not falling for it. She's just setting up the husband so that she can start buying herself some really cool stuff now and be like, sleep shopping again, love.
Do you really have to go to those lengths, though, to convince your partner to spend your joint funds?
Maybe she wants a new car. Do you know? Maybe she's building this up for something big, or a holiday with the girls, and she'd be like,
sorry, I just bought a Ford Fiesta by accident in my sleep. Like,
can't bring it back. No, it's non-refundable. Whatever. Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm.
I feel like whenever I find out about these rare disorders, it makes me feel a lot better about mine.
Oh yeah.
You know, I don't know. Like, my other half could probably list out a ton of disorders I probably have that I don't know about. But like, I just like to think that, like, you know, someone could be shopping in their sleep and spending the money that her and her partner make, and he wakes up and he just accepts it. It seems he loves her for who she is. And
yeah,
it's fine. You go do your thing. You know,
that's we'll true get love. True Isn't love. It? Let her spend. Spend and God will send.
Huh? Literally, yeah. Mental. So it is. Let me
lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Okay, Donal, what you have for us this morning?
Today, surveys have found that 64% of people feel happier doing this daily. What is it? Just do it daily. What makes them happier?
Oh, ordering something online. Oh. Get the dopamine hit.
You'd nearly give that to 100% of people, wouldn't you? Yeah.
No, I want to change my answer.
It's not that now. No, but
going for a walk.
Oh, yeah, getting outdoors.
Just going for a walk, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good shout. It's not the answer.
Although that I love would. When you do that, Donal. Someone's like, that's a really good shout, but you're wrong.
Yeah, going for a walk. I can't go for a walk. I need to have a destination. I don't like aimlessly walking around.
No way. You can't just go for a loop.
No, because I'm frightened I'll get lost. I've got a really bad sense of direction. So I prefer
You wouldn't just leave the house and just go for a stroll? Like,
no.
And what about when you're away on holidays? If you go away, would you...
I follow Google Maps to a place where I'm going to go.
Okay, yeah. And that's your walk.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
I'm not very adventurous
that way.
Weirdly,
I'm not shocked as well. Yeah. Not at all.
No, it's not the answer, no.
Is it giving someone a hug?
Oh.
Hugs are the best. Oh my God, I love hugs so much.
That makes everyone feel... Some people are weird when you go to give them a hug.
See, that's why 64% makes sense. Because remember Paddy from The Traitors?
What about Paddy from The Traitors?
He was like not a hugger. Remember that famous scene?
Oh, yeah.
So like, you know, 64% of people love giving hugs, receiving hugs. That sounds a bit right, doesn't it?
It does sound like it would be right. No, I go to give people hugs and
they don't give them back.
I give them no choice and then they just feel uncomfortable. I'll stand there and not, but you're like, okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You haven't tried to hug me, Donal, this week yet. What's going on there?
No, I don't really know you. So
oh, okay. Yeah.
No, it's not the answer, no.
Wow. Okay. So, 64% of people feel happier doing this daily. What is it? 087-1-102-107. We'd love to hear from you this morning, and we'll get some of your guesses in just a bit. Okay, Donal, what are we talking about this morning?
Today, a survey has found 64% of people feel happier doing this daily. What is it?
Okay, let's go over to Soup. Soup, what do you reckon?
Morning, guys. Soup here in Galway. By any chance, is it a bit of self-love? Wink, wink, nod, nod.
No. Similar to your online shopping, Una. Bit of self-love in.
What?
For me.
How is that similar to my online? What are you trying to insinuate?
Self-love and buying clothes.
What do you
for
think
myself?
That I'm buying online? What are you trying? Oh, my God. I can't believe you did that. Wow. Well, that escalated, Donald.
I'm so proud of you, Donald, for vocalizing that thought.
El Creepo over there.
Love it.
Yeah. No wonder people don't want to hug you.
Oh.
Is that the answer?
It's not the answer.
Is that the answer?
Oh, I love it.
It has to be snuggling your pet, says Aoife and Cavan.
Snuggling your pet?
Yeah, cuddles, pet cuddles.
If you have a pet, though, surely you like to cuddle it, regardless. No?
Yeah, but it'll make you happier every day when you do it.
Sorry, you're right. So you could already be happy, is what you're saying, but this makes you happier.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
It's not the answer, though, but it's a very good guess, yeah.
My cup of coffee and almond croissant I have every morning, it gets me out of bed, Dave and Nace.
Oh, fancy.
That is fancy. That would definitely get me out of bed.
I just don't think 64% of people can afford that every day at the moment. That's where I'd go with on that one.
Well, maybe he's bringing in his lunch and he's just buying his breakfast.
Oh, see, that you're so right.
Yeah.
You're like my other half. I could say something that makes sense in my head, and my other half would say something, I'd be like, damn, you got me.
Yeah. Stand to be corrected.
Yeah. Another text in here says, finding a sock pair that actually match.
Oh my God, that hasn't happened to me in years. Okay. Yeah, I'm an odd sock in a bag kind of girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Donal?
No, not the answer, I'm afraid, no. Keep your guesses coming. 64% of people feel happier doing this daily.
Okay, Donal. Wrecking our heads with this one, Donal, so you are.
I am, yeah. Survey has found 64% of people feel happier doing this daily.
Okay.
64%.
Joe, what do you reckon?
Hi, Jonas Lago here. Would it be saying your prayers?
Praying for something you want and manifesting and getting
it's like going. Manifesting and kind of like it's kind of like meditation as well. Meditation is great.
Do you meditate?
I used to do it all the time. Don't have time anymore, Marty. I'm busy moment
twins.
Busy.
Do they not meditate now?
I try, actually we used to do our alms at night. We'd be like that doesn't work with them anymore.
Because are they getting older now? Is that what?
Well, like they're four, but they're just like, that's boring, Mom. I'm not doing it.
They've got personality. I love it. Joanne, what do you reckon?
Morning, iRadio. Is it making your bed? Mm-hmm. Joanne, Donegal. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Joanne. Love it.
Nah, I like to get back into my bed the way I left it.
Yeah, we were just talking about this. Yeah. I am the same too, Donal. You definitely make your bed.
It feels good when you've made it and you get back into a made bed.
No, it doesn't. It's muscle memory. That's when you get back in, you just know where you were most comfy last night.
See, I'm just filling in this week. So, you guys do this for a living all the time. And you're telling me that you've time in the morning before coming in here after waking up pre-5 a.m. to make your bed.
I definitely do not.
No, you don't.
No,
I know you don't.
It takes 5 seconds.
It doesn't take 5 seconds.
Pull the sheet back.
No.
Put it to the sides. Yeah.
No, it's
5 seconds. We just stop.
I'd say Donal has about 17 cushions and pillows that he's all, and rugs and fancy
and
stuff.
I bet you change your sheets daily as well.
And irons them.
I do not.
I do iron them.
Oh, God.
My other half irons them too. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You get a great night's sleep on iron sheets.
No,
though,
you do, and I'm glad she does, but I'm just like, I wouldn't be doing it. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Donal, what's the answer?
He irons his underpants as well. Just. there. Each to their own. Each to their own.
Crisp, you know. 64% of people are happier messaging the person they're dating every day than the person they're with.
Yeah. Isn't that lovely?
Just get, I'll get, when you get a quick message and their name pops up, you're like, oh yeah, feel happy now.
But what about the people who aren't dating anyone?
And they're just...
Well, are 60, they left out of this?
64% maybe. Of people. Maybe the other ones aren't.
So we're saying 64% of the population are dating somebody.
Yeah, or when they are right. dating someone, it makes them happy.
That's true, because not everyone who's dating somebody likes to actually text their other half. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, but like, it is, it's true. Like, they're like, you'll see you later now, okay, bye. So there you go. Messaging the person they're dating, 64% of people feel happier doing this. Are you
on my team? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Rhyme it, just a little bit.
No, all of it. Still a bit of Cooper on the show, singing along there. That is, that's you guys singing.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. Just had to double check. So let's play a game of Rhyme It. So correct me if I'm wrong, even though I've been doing this all week. We're going to give you a word, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You've got 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. The highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. What's the high score in?
Eight, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so that's where we're at. We should have Rachel on the phone from Port Leash. Hi. Oh, it's Fiona. Sorry.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry, Fiona. We've actually had two Rachels on the show or just this week, so that's why that name is stuck in my head. So apologies, Fiona.
That's okay. Don't worry.
It's early, you know. Oh, okay.
So you're a primary school teacher?
Yes.
So what class do you have now?
Fourth class at the minute.
Oh, very good. And you've got two children yourself, Irish twins.
I know, 15 months between them. Yeah, Ben and Danara. Wow.
Are they there with you now?
Dara is here at my feet doing Lego, so he's been told to keep quiet. So.
No better way to keep quiet.
And Ben's in the other room there. Just getting ready for school.
Very good. So you've got two little helpers.
Yes, exactly.
Any plans for the weekend?
No, nothing really at all. No, the weather's just a bit miserable, so we'll try and,
It's been mad. Well, 6 weeks, I think we're at now, is it?
Absolutely.
Weeks of rain.
Hopefully it's a good sign for the summer.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We like to think
get it all
Fiona.
Out of the way.
Need to book a holiday.
Oh, where would you go?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I don't know. Bundoran.
I don't know why we're laughing. I love Bundoran.
I love Bundoran.
I don't know why I laughed.
Exactly. Yeah. It's what I can afford right now. Okay, are you ready to play Rhyme It, Fiona?
I hope so.
Okay, so the word, your word today is no. N-O.
Let's go.
No.
A type of man's tie.
Oh.
A type of bird.
Pass.
Another word for cutting your lawn.
No.
Don't go high, go what?
Low.
Take it easy, just go with the?
Flow.
We're going to the theatre, we're watching a what?
Show.
If your plants don't get enough water and sun, they won't what?
Grow.
If you're a famous golfer, you play at what level?
Low.
A type of small boat?
Low.
We're going to go.
Pass.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Oh, we're accepting the last one?
Why not? Yeah.
You got it in. Total of the score to beat is 8. Fiona, you got 7. No!
Oh, no.
Did well, though.
Oh, really well. Actually, and as well, you took your time on one of them, and then you bounced back with like a rapid 3 in a row.
Yeah, the bird.
The bird. A crow.
Oh, the bird crow.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Interesting course. Fact about crows, randomly. They can hold grudges. Yeah, and they can teach their crow pals, right, not to like a human, and it can last up for as long as 17 years. This is true.
Okay.
Sorry.
Are you telling me now because I got the answer wrong?
Yeah.
Wait, how long does a crow live?
Yeah.
I don't know the lifespan of a crow, but I know
they can hold a grudge for 17 years.
17 years,
so
yeah.
So they live to at least 18.
Yeah.
Wow.
If I'm right now, and I think I am. So listen, you didn't win, but you leave with more knowledge about crows.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much.
You were a great sport. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Lovely chat, Fiona. Bye.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Ireland, unfortunately, lost away to France in Paris last night. A comprehensive victory for the French. But you know what? We're not we're not bad at rugby. We're actually really good when it comes to sports, but we're also good at other things, aren't we?
Yeah, we're winning at being sexy. We are. Yeah. Seriously, we are much sexier.
Are we?
So much sexier than the French. Really?
That's a bit. Oh.
I've got proof.
Okay.
So women find that Irish is one of the sexiest accents a man can have.
Oh.
That's according to a new survey by Slotzilla, which found the Irish brogue is the second most attractive after Scotland. And I get that.
I get that.
Yeah, Scotland, the Scottish accent needs to be first, but we're coming second, which
that's
is great.
That's not bad, yeah.
Men prefer women with a Welsh accent, absolutely brilliant.
That's very good.
Followed by an Irish one. So the Irish women are coming second and Irish men are coming second in the sexiness files, in the accent.
There's no Manchester one there. What's that about? Donal, huh?
I know, yeah. Tell me about it.
I love a good Manc accent or a Liverpool accent. I love
a Liverpool accent.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I love Scouser accent.
No sign of them at all. What's your favourite accent?
So if we're talking in Ireland...
Because realistically, Ireland, it's all well and good coming second in the world, having the nicest accent, but within Ireland, there's, 32 different accents, realistically. Like, so which one are you picking, Una?
I love the Cork accent.
Good old Roy Keane, eh?
Celebrations, listen, slightly over the top. You do your job. Roll your sleeves up and do a job. Play the game.
Just get down the tunnel.
Just get on with it. Don't be such a baby. It's a job.
You're here to work. It's a serious business. It's big boy stuff.
A lot of nonsense though, isn't it? Like, talking about a lot of stats.
No. You're there to win, remember.
You're there to win. Roy Keane, eh? Did you see the film?
Saipan. I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to see it.
I don't know the name of the actor that plays him, but he does an incredible job.
Oh my God. Yes. Aina something
I'm
or other.
I'm really sorry if you're listening and I haven't.
He's a normal. Aina Hardwick.
I'm so. Very well done.
Yeah.
I'm really bad with names. Yeah. He did a really good
Fantastic,
job.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's not really the Cork accent. Do you know what I mean?
Cork.
I do love a Cork accent. I love a Limerick accent as well.
I will go with that. Now, I'm not just saying this because you're sitting opposite me, but a good old Kerry accent now as well. You go down to Clare.
How do I get you gone?
Yeah, well... We might have to come back to the Kerry accent in just a bit. We hand it over to you though. Okay, so you're after hearing that Ireland, we're top two in the world when it comes to the sexiest accent list. Mm-hmm. But within Ireland... 087-1102-107, your favourite accent within Ireland. I guarantee you a South Dublin accent is not popping up in this. 100%.
Dear Lord, no.
Thanks. Okay. We'll get to some of your texts. Chatting all things accents at the moment on the show because we are doing great when it comes to the Irish accent on the global scale. Isn't that right, Una?
Yeah, both men and women Irish accents are coming in second in the world as the sexiest accent.
Yeah.
Scottish men are coming in number one and Welsh women are coming in number one.
Yeah. And then we made a very valid point that it's one thing being up there as an Irish accent at the top of the list, but there are so many different accents within Ireland.
So many.
Now, before we go on with the Irish accent thing, I did say earlier on that I'm a fan of the Liverpool accent. So, Philip, how you doing?
I can see we'd like you, Marty.
All right, Marty. All right, Marty. Come show, Marty.
Yeah, so it's the Philip show this morning because then he also gave us an impression of his favourite Irish accent as well.
Hey, sure, it has to be Donegally. Up there with me, Daniel Asher. Anyway, what we can we do? We love me, we mommy.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that accent. Oh, I love Daniel. I love the Donegal accent.
Do you think he nailed it?
Oh, he nailed that.
Okay, we can check really quickly to see if he did.
Daniel here. I'd like to extend an invitation to you and the guests to join us at one of our sold-out shows at the INEC in Killarney this August.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Now, if you're able to come to the show, will you get in touch? I hope you'll be able to make it, and if you do, I look forward to meeting you there.
No, he didn't. He was, high-pitched and shouting. Daniel's, Daniel is someone I could listen to and fall asleep to.
Oh, my God, no, I'm actually swaying to Daniel talking. The way he speaks is just so musical. He just, the lilt, I want to dance with you.
Have you heard swaying to Philip?
No, I wasn't swaying to Philip, but I was swaying to Daniel.
Larry, what do you reckon?
I tell you, lads, you can be rigs. But you can't bear the tip accent.
Pantip! Larry, I don't know what you're talking about. You have a Waterford accent. Well, boy. See you later, boy.
Una, what about the Kerry accent? Huh?
How do we get on?
Yeah.
My goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me as if I'm something that you stood up on top of. I'm elected here every bit as good as you
are.
You,
Deputy.
And you know, maybe a lot better than you are. But the funny thing about it is, I wouldn't dare to look down my nose at you or anyone else because I don't do that.
The accents, they come out stronger when you're passionate, don't
yeah.
they? They really
yeah.
do.
Like, he's so passionate there. He's making the Kerry accent look sexy.
I have to say, like, it sounds good there.
Yeah,
I think it does. Mm-hmm. And I did say earlier on, if you've just joined us, I did say the Kerry accent's up there is my favourite. You know, I'm working on Tralee and Killarney. I love it. So I do. Is it the top of the list, though? Is that what they're referring to when they say Ireland's in the top three when it comes to the sexiest accents in the world? Is it the Kerry accent? I don't think so.
Well, and Niamh says, and this is interesting, lads, I don't care what you say, there is something fierce sexy about a Midlands man's chat. I love the way they drop their T and H. They say Wahar and and Rahangan and Athlone. Teho. Pure sexy. Says Niamh. Yeah, that's true.
Is it
though? I think it's endearing.
It's I know. Like, we're not saying there's anything wrong with anything here. Just want to put that out there. We're trying to figure out what the sexiest accent within Ireland is, since Ireland is top three of the sexiest accents in the world. It's proven more difficult than I thought it would. But we'd love you to let us know, please and thank you. 087-1102-107. Send us a text. Send us a voice note. A voice note would be great right now. You can impersonate it. Or maybe you have what you think is the sexiest accent in Ireland. I don't know. The sexiest accents within Ireland. Because Una told us earlier on that Ireland's ranking pretty high in the world.
Yeah, second. We're coming out tops in the world. It's pretty good. So who needs the rugby?
Sexy. Or the golf or whatever else when you can be sexy. That's right. Yeah. So we've been asking you what you think your favourite one is. We're going to go to Sarah right now. Sarah's got a couple of ideas on what she thinks the best is, okay?
I love the Irish Johnny Gall accent. It's got a lovely little lilt to it. It's like a little lullaby when you hear them talking. And you know what the other one that's nice is? The boys up in RD. The boys up in loud.
I love that accent.
The boys up in RD.
The loud accent. Yeah.
Sarah continues to say,
"This accent has to be a specific area in Dublin where they're like, oh, guys, going to get a pint, yeah, and we're going to wear chinos on our dubs, yeah, and then we're going to go to BT and get I don't know what you get in BT, we're going to go get some, like, cappuccinos stuff like that."
Sorry, first of all, Sarah, you've sent so many accents there, I actually don't know where Sarah's from. I don't know. Where is Sarah from? Anybody? Just dipped in and out of so many accents there.
Brilliant, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
very, very good. However,
brilliant.
We cannot limit cappuccinos to the south of Dublin, please, and thank you.
No, don't be getting
Genuinely. I'm so sorry. That was something Kale that was. I don't even know. Anyway, 087.
The Navan accent is very sexy as well. Hector. I love that. I love the way Hector talks.
We could go on for hours.
We could.
About this, and I just love that the only hate that any accent received was the South Dublin accent.
No hate, no shade.
There was absolutely loads of shade and hate, and it's okay. Fine. It's my last morning here. Cooper's back. Don't worry.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Go, go, go. Okay, I've been enjoying this all this week. It's Marty here in for Cooper alongside Una. I love this so much. It's taught me so many new things about you, Una, that I didn't know before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your
brain is incredible.
Oh, thanks so much.
It is. It's just able to go places I could never imagine a brain could go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how it feels having it?
Well, no, it kind of feels like hamsters on a wheel turning constantly. Yeah. That's all right.
Time for a game of truth or trash, where we bring you a fact and you got to guess if it's truth or trash. Donal, would you like to hit us with your one first?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
We love Google. We use it every day. But before it was called Google, it was called Backrub. Google was called Backrub.
Backrub?
Mm-hmm.
Backrub it there.
Yeah, just backrub that there. And
what does Backrub say?
Yeah.
Backrub.
Check that on Backrub.
You say your facts with such conviction, Donald.
Yeah, I try to.
Yeah.
It's harder sometimes.
It's harder sometimes. You're maybe giving something away there. Backrub it.
Yeah.
I work for Backrub.
back rub image.
The back rub campus. Yeah.
I'm going to say that's true.
I have a pension with back rub. back rubber pain into my pain. Yeah. You're saying true.
In a saying true.
Yeah.
Okay. That's absolutely trash. No way.
It is true.
What?
Before it became Google, the company was called Backrub. The name came from how the search engine worked. It analysed the backlinks point into a website to figure out how important the site was.
Wow.
Yeah, Backrub it.
Backrub it there. Oh, my God. Okay, I guess I'll give this one a go now. Very fitting given the day that's out there right now. Do you know the teardrop shape of rain that we see on like cartoons and stuff. When you see rain, it's shaped as a teardrop. Would you believe that real raindrops actually look like hamburger buns? So as a rain... Why are you laughing? No. Let me finish it first, at least. As a raindrop falls, surface tension tries to hold it in a perfect sphere. However, as it gains speed, the air pressure pushing up against the bottom flattens it out. So small drops actually stay spherical. And then medium drops look more like a squashed bun. A squashed bun and a flat bottom.
Flat bottom buns. Yeah. I'm going to take a punch on that and say it's true.
You're going to say it's true? Okay, mm-hmm. Donut.
Yeah, I mean, the bigger the raindrop, you think it'd have an end on it like a teardrop. I'm going to say trash. I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Una, you're right. You got it.
It's every day this week, guys.
True.
Well this week.
Yeah, I'm killing it every day.
And then there's a bonus fact with this. The earthy, pleasant scent that happens right after a dry spell has a name. It's called the Patricia. The Patricia.
Patricia.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
She smelled quite earthy, did she?
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Very good.
Yeah.
Learned something new.
Yeah.
So, according to new research, from the University of Kerry.
Oh, God.
The Kerry accent has been proven to have a calming effect on the mind and body, similar to the sound of the universe. Scientists say that the rise and fall of the Kerry lilt naturally lowers the heart rate and relaxes our nervous system. Now, this explains why nothing ever feels urgent once a Kerry person starts a sentence. Now, I'm going to play something. And I want you to tell me how you feel after listening to this. Okay, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there was 45 sheep missing, like, in the lambs and everything. The sheep just count out a nice bit of money, like, to be done about it, nothing.
I just...
That's odd. Did that not relax you?
It's confusing.
Did that not relax your nervous system there?
No, it did the opposite. It spiked it.
It made my brain sore thinking about what was being said.
So,
did you not understand what he said?
Hadn't a clue.
Will I translate it?
I heard, please do. Go on.
Ahead. Let's play it again.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Can we translate it as we go?
Yeah,
we?
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Well, there was 45 sheep missing, like.
Well, there was 45 sheep missing, like.
Okay.
Can the lambs and everything, the sheep just can't.
And the lambs and everything and the sheep, they're gone.
Count out a nice bit of money, like.
I count out a nice bit of money, like.
Be done about it, nothing.
Nothing to be done about it, nothing.
Really? Is that one?
Yeah.
That's new to me.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, my God, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't have.
Are you serious?
I could hear, you put the accent on and I understood you saying it, but I would not have figured that out. I'm really, really sorry. No way.
45 sheep, I understood, and nothing to be done about it. The middle was like, what?
It didn't relax me, though, no.
It didn't relax
so that's absolute trash. Sorry.
It is trash, yeah. 100%.
He didn't even give Donald a chance.
Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say that.
Yeah, you were. Okay, that was like yesterday when you said that the radio needed to be cooled down, so that's why we had silences for 30 seconds. The atmosphere needed to kill you.
The atmosphere got me. I didn't get that.
Yeah. Big Aegis.
Yeah. Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.